Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jay Caulfield with us here on Cookin' Joe until the top of the hour. And I said I would mention some names here. And some of these might be crazy, some of them not. Our old friend Adam Gretz writes for NBC Sports right now, Jay, and he's got 15 forwards out there. I'll just mention a couple who could be available at the deadline, one of whom Brian Burke is very familiar with. He's an old veteran center, 6'3", big guy, used to be a great player, Ryan Getzlaf. Would you have any interest in him?
He's a great player, but, he might be getting older, but he plays top 6 minutes though in Anaheim, I'm pretty sure still. So to come in and be a third line center, I don't know what the money is. I don't know the numbers, but if we take the numbers out of the equation, certainly any player, because I think people are interested in Eric Staal. I would take Getzlaf if that's something that frees up. I mean, but you're looking at, then you got to build your third line, because then move the Bluger line to the fourth line. I can't imagine you bringing a guy in like that to be on the fourth line. Right? That's a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to imagine. Ron, I just have another name or two here. It'd be a big cap hit there. But you'd have to – it'd be a big cap hit with Getzlaf. You'd obviously have to send somebody back there who has a relatively big cap hit here. I don't know if that would be Zucker or somebody like that. Another name that comes
sure
up is Luke. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm not sure I would ever give up. I mean, if you can get a piece like that, it doesn't cost you, certainly, to have another guy like that who competes still. I watch a lot of games on the West Coast later in the night, and he still battles all the time. I know he's been around a long time, but certainly any team could use a player like that, but the number might not ever be right.
Yeah, that would be the hard part to figure out. So let me give you two more before I turn it over to Ron here. Ricard Raquel, if you watch the Ducks, I'm sure you've seen him, and he is definitely on the block. And then Luke Glendening, Red Wings, a guy that, you know, teams that want to win love guys like that at playoff time. Would you have any interest on either one of those guys? And Glendening is a tiny cap hit.
Yeah, I'm both of those guys would be interesting, because now Raquel would be something further up the ladder, like, But Glendening would be somebody in your bottom, I would say bottom six on this team here. So for me, not above it. So you would want to improve that, and it's not a bad number. And the Raquel thing, that's interesting to me. That's a really interesting one for me. I think if any team can pick him up, that's a win.
What's going to happen with Taylor Hall? Benched last night in Buffalo. The speculation he's going to be traded. What's going to happen with him? You talk about a guy, and I think you mentioned this earlier. Does he need a change of scenery or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure how teams would view this. I mean, you went from Edmonton to Jersey, and then Jersey to Arizona. That doesn't work, and then you take a 1-year deal, but you're not even. When we've watched the games, now listen, I don't watch enough other Buffalo games, but from what I've heard across the board, there's like no effort there at all. You know, so why would you want to pick, I don't know why you would want to pick that up. I don't understand. I mean, something's up with that. Something's up with a player like that. And I don't know what it is, but if you're not performing out there for Buffalo while you're making $8 million a year, I don't get it. I don't think anybody would get that. And I don't think that bodes well. Like, playing yourself out, why would – I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. And And I don't know what team might want to pick him up. I don't know. Are you bringing in a problem, or are you bringing in a guy that's just – I guess he's going to end up somewhere, and somebody's going to take a shot at him because of his skill, his speed, you shouldn't just be able to just not play hard all year, then go somewhere else. I don't agree with that. I don't think he's done enough to even warrant to go somewhere else for me.
Jay, you really seem to perk up there on Raquel and his availability. Tell me about that a little more.
Well, I just think when you can get a guy that's that can produce, that plays in the Western Conference is a big conference, and I mean all those teams that are playing out there, they're physical games, and he's battle tested. He can produce, he can score a big time. He's there when you need it. I mean, I kind of like that. I that is something that's very intriguing to me, and what you'd have to give up on that, I don't know. I mean, you know what's so, because it's so funny, guys, because really the Penguins have put together. There's a team here that is put together, and if their health was there, could we see it all fall in? Then you'd have three deep lines and the Bluger line, whether that's 3A or 3B. I really do think that fit. You can see that fitting in to this puzzle, but it's just hard to put – somebody's got to go to make that happen, though, obviously, because the room isn't there. If everybody's healthy and you don't move one player and you bring a guy like that back, I don't know what takes place in there, but certainly that's why Ron Hextall and Brian Burke are here to make these decisions. But I think that's a very intriguing one that would help any team, and I think the Penguins would certainly benefit from that. But I just don't know what they'd have to give up to do that. And numbers-wise, I don't know the numbers either to make it right for the Pens.
Jay, I'm watching the Penguins last night, but keeping my eye on the other games. What another brutal loss for Philadelphia. I'm really starting to wonder if they are out of time. I don't want to quite write them off yet, but they're going to have a hard time, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they are. And I believe the goaltender for Boston last night played his first game, correct? I think
yes, he
was
did.
The guy that was in. Yeah, so he played his first game. Both their starting goaltenders for Boston are out. I think what Boston did, what's going to make it difficult, Ron, look, we've talked about this. I don't know how many weeks I thought Flyers were going to be on the outside look. They're going to be the team on the outside because their goaltending just can't. Now, it's maybe better the last two games, but it's not getting what they want. The response isn't there as a team. And Boston, just by dropping one of the guys off the top line down to the second line, has now given them two lines. They did it against the Penguins, and you needed to break that up. They weren't getting anything from the Krejci line, and now all of a sudden you have a little bit more. So I think they're going to find their way. They're too good. The guys are too good up top and have won, know how to win. I think it is going to be tough for the Flyers unless some team just absolutely backs up. They're getting themselves in a really tough position, and the Rangers are playing better than them. The Rangers are right now a younger, faster, more skilled team that's producing, and they're going to have a trouble staying ahead of the Rangers maybe.
Jay Caulfield with us here to finish out the hour. Ron and I were talking about this earlier. To my way of thinking, Jay, Jared McCann has earned a spot on the first power play even when they're healthy, and that would clearly mean taking off either Rust or Gensel. I realize that because you'd obviously have Gino, Letang, and Sid, and I think Gensel. And Rust has done nothing to be taken off the top power play. I just think McCann has earned it. He's a guy who shoots the puck, has a great shot, and leads the team in power play goals. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not touching him until I'm not touching that at all. I might not even touch the unit in general. Just let it play itself out a little bit, because the difference with McCann, he's on the strong side flank. He's on the left side. He's a left-handed shot. He's not like the one-timer type of guy. Well, Russ doesn't take the one. He doesn't really, just like Kessel did one time, and he gathered, shot for that far post or whatever he did. He just had respect off that flank, if you will. Well, McCann riding high, he does like what Austin Matthews does for Toronto. It's their strong side wingers on that flank, and it's different than having one-time opportunities. But McCann, you know, last night New York knew he was going to ride up high, and they still couldn't stop it. So he's got a great release, a great shot. I'm with you guys. I wouldn't I'm not saying anybody has to come off that first unit. Just let to see how it plays out. And over the next number of games before Evgeny Malkin comes back, maybe the script will be written. If they're performing, you don't touch it. You don't touch it. It is what it is. That's what I think. But if it starts to back up and maybe something's happening, you're not shooting enough, or then you can change it naturally. But as it is right now, he's effective. And as you guys talked about before, he's got the most power play goals on the team. I don't change it. I don't change any personnel in that unit right now. And let's ride it out until the guys come back, and then you have to adjust maybe, or you just have a better second unit coming out. And that's the tough part of coaching. So, I mean, but you can't change when something's successful at all. You want to be better than what you've been, and he makes them better right now.
Joe, do you have another Penguins NHL question? Because I got one off the wall, but I want to give you the right to go first on a hockey question here.
Yeah, I guess the last one sort of along those lines because it involves the same guy. When and if they get healthy, relatively healthy,
yeah.
Who would you have on the left side with Gino, McCann or Zucker? And then the big question becomes, what happens to the guy who's out?
Yeah, wow. You know what happens, though? Let's say Kapanen and Malkin, everybody comes back, they're all healthy. If you have McCann, if you move down, now you build a third line with McCann in the middle. Why not? I mean, he handles that responsibility in the middle. So you can have now you can have that third line deep, and your fourth line is the Bluger line, which plays many more minutes. They get their minutes because they're valuable in so many ways. But I know they don't want to drop. I would definitely keep Tanev, Zach Aston-Reese, and Bluger together. They were the one constant that I don't think you try and break that up. Let that be the same. But I would keep Zucker up top. He's a goal scorer. And he needs to be a goal scorer for the Penguins, or he's vulnerable, right? So, but he's a goal scorer. And we haven't seen everybody be healthy to let that play itself out. But I might let Zucker stay up there with Kapanen and Malkin, and then build that third line with McCann, and he still gets that top power play minutes if he's producing. So there's a way to make it all work, but all of a sudden you can get way deeper by just that one little move with health coming back and McCann performing on the left. And you know if it's not working, McCann can certainly slide up there, but they have Zucker here to be a goal scorer, and he needs to be in the top six to do that. That's what they're going to expect from him. If everybody's healthy, that's the way I would go, Joe. Does that mean it's not set in stone, but they're not paying a guy $5.5 million to be below being in top six winger. He's there to score goals.
All right, Jay. I know you're a world-class golfer who has played all over the world. It is Masters Week. Have you ever played at Augusta National?
No, I've never played there. I've been there. I'm missing out. All the guys are down south. It's always Masters Week, and lucky enough to go down there. The trips I've been on, we've done it for a lot of years. As they go down for the practice round, then we go down. We've been lucky enough to go down to Florida and play golf for 5 days and watch golf in the afternoon. It's probably one of the best golf trips because of what it's tied to. But it's beautiful. I've never played it. But I've just been there, and once you walk around it and a couple of times, that's enough. That's good for me. I mean, as far as I like watching on TV, but to play it would be outstanding. But no, I don't. Yeah, I think you need to be a certain caliber guy to be out there playing. And I'm in that middle of the road player, Ron. I work hard at it, but I'm like a 10 handicap. Not good enough.
You got to use that Mario connection and get you on the course there, right?
Wow. No, you could, but I don't. No, I know when to pull back. You got to know your limitations, right, Ron?
Who do you like in this Masters, Jay? Who do you like?
Well, you know, obviously everybody's going to go the Dustin Johnson way, and boy, there's so many great players right now that people are interested in, and whether you like to see guys like McIlroy come because they're great for the game, but he's lost his swing a little bit. They're all trying to compete with that Bryson DeChambeau, so. I'm sure he's going to be one of the top betting picks. Johnson, they even had Spieth because he won last week, that he's up top there. But I still would either go with DeChambeau or Dustin Johnson again. It's hard to do that, but they have the game. It's going to be interesting how the Masters sets up the course, how it's set up at Augusta to go against what DeChambeau's doing to the game.
Jay, we appreciate the time, man. As always, might have a little bit of a different looking roster by this time next week. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, guys. You got it. Great to talk to you, too.
See you,
Jay.
Take
care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.